Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. Be sure and drop us a note or, and this is new, send us a short audio clip telling us what's on your mind, what's going on for the summer, your favorite vacation story, things like that. Just use a smartphone or a digital recorder and send the file, or just a note if you want to say hi, to our email address at indianaweekend@gmail.com. If you have some trouble with that, drop me a note and I'll help you figure it out. Today, we'll check in on the wind turbine fight going on near Muncie. We drove out to the big new wind turbine field in Madison County and found a house right in the middle of all those spinning blades to ask those folks what they think. But first, the latest in our Favorite Places series. One of my favorite small towns is Pendleton, the historic downtown, well-tended homes and yards, a beautiful place, and for the past 3 years, the home of the Gathering Grounds coffee shop, smack in the middle of downtown. You have to like these places that are the local gathering spots for folks, and you have to root for a small business owner with this kind of enthusiasm.
Well, my name is Dave Ellison, and I own Gathering Grounds Coffee Shop, and I'm so pleased to do so. It's been an adventure. It's been an education. It's been many, many things to me. I started out, I've worked in a factory for 30 years, lost my job when I was 50 years old, and have a high school education, and, what do you do? Everybody tried to lead me to the medical field, be a radiology technician, but I don't have any passion for that. I always love a cool place, a great vibe, a place to hang out and play your guitar and interact with people. And, in my younger years in the 70s, it was coffee houses. It had very little to do with coffee, but it had everything to do with this cool place you could hang out. And I thought, I think I can do that. And so I took the barista training, 2-week crash course, barista training, and I went up to Beaver Island, Michigan, an island out in Lake Michigan, and worked in a coffee shop for a summer to get my hands on it, see if it's what I wanted to do. Came back and found this particular coffee shop that wasn't doing well, and negotiated for a while with the owners, and bought it. And I've never owned a business before, just kind of stabbing in the dark and guessing, but my philosophy is treat people well, treat them right. Give them a great product at a fair price and treat them like family. So that's what I've done, and it has done in an economic crunch, in a serious economic crunch. Our shop has done nothing but grow, and our community has embraced us, and we've embraced this community, and this is not too large a way to say it. I'm actually literally living a dream. I think of the midnight shifts I work building transmissions in a factory and just crying out inside myself saying, I know I can do more than this. And those questions have been answered for me because I'm doing it and I'm loving it. I just can't imagine doing anything else.
How long have you been doing this?
I've had it 3.5 years. Bought it in December of 2009.
This is a great location. Pendleton is a beautiful small town, isn't it?
You know, it is. I used to come to the festivals here long before I ever thought about having a business here. It's a great community. The town government is pro-business. They want to help you. They want you to succeed. The community here just seems to understand that buying local, supporting your downtown is important. And 85-90% of our customers are repeat customers from here in the downtown, people on their way to work, school teachers. We deliver to the elementary school 3 days a week. We have a great rapport with the teachers there. We support them in their events by providing coffee and such, and they come in and support us by buying drinks. And so it's a great collaboration. The entire community is we work with the farmers market, we work with the historical museum society, there's an art society here. We're involved in all of it, and community is very important in Pendleton. And I just can't think of a better place I'd rather be.
There are a lot of towns this size around the state, but I don't know how many look as good as this.
That's true, because some of the downtowns have just totally crumbled and not been maintained. Pendleton has always been a downtown, had a vibrant downtown, and they've taken care of it. And I think there's a project in the works right now, Main Street America, where they're going to do some sprucing up, I'm not exactly sure, decorative lampposts or green space or something, but I know there's some things in the works that will even make it better. But it is in good shape.
How did you pick Pendleton? why not some other place?
That was kind of random in a way. I have a friend that I used to walk with in the morning, and we, you know, in our course of conversations, coffee came up, and he said, well, I know this great little coffee shop in Pendleton. Why don't we go see it? So we went and saw it, and halfway here, he said, oh, by the way, it's for sale. And so, you know, I walked in, saw the brick walls, and I said, I found it. I found it. This is it. This is the one. So
it looks terrific. Where were you living at the time?
Yorktown, just on the west edge of Muncie.
Where had you been in manufacturing? Where was that?
At BorgWarner Automotive. Some people remember it as Warner Gear. I worked there since 1983 until they closed in 2009, and it was a great job. I'm so grateful for it. It was honorable, hard work. It was great. I mean, it was a good job. But, you know, you kind of reinvent or you self-disintegrate or something, but that wasn't an option for me. I knew I wanted to do something with some value, and if there was ever a time in my life to do something I had some passion for, I would never have this opportunity again. You know, I'd lost my job, and I had this blank slate before me, and I could run with it.
But you were at what age when that happened?
I was 50 years old.
So you're 50 years old, and when this happens to people when they're 50 years old, sometimes it's just a crushing...
You know, and I'm sad. I'm very sad to say that I saw that occur with many of my coworkers. I see them today, and they're not doing well, and it was just a terribly sad thing. But there's success stories out there as well. But it is sad. You have to roll with it. Dude, life throws some stuff at you, and you just gotta roll with it and do the best you can.
That's Dave Ellison, owner of the Gathering Grounds Coffee Shop in Pendleton. Great story about how he lost his job at BorgWarner in Muncie at age 50 and reinvented himself by following his dream to have a coffee shop. By the way, check out our video of the very exuberant Dave on our Facebook page. Just search Indiana Weekend on Facebook and you'll find it. In just a bit, we'll meet the woman who went from customer at the coffee house to making a short film about it and now drives up from Bloomington each weekend to work there. Just ahead of that, though, we'll check in with the controversy over possible wind turbines near Muncie. In the meantime, here's Josh Ellison, Dave's son, who's a barista at the coffee shop and plays guitar there.
I had a girl one time, her lips were sweet like sherry wine. She loved me till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see that she was drifting away from me. That good gal left on the morning train.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
You might call it a pretty big windstorm. A proposal to build about 30 wind turbines in farmland northeast of Muncie is running into opposition. About 75 people attended a Delaware County Plan Commission meeting this month to object to the turbines. The opponents include Kathy Gresh, who told the Star Press that about 125 people recently met to organize the opposition. She says there are too many homes nearby for the area to be suitable for the turbines. You know, I've been curious about what people already living near the towers think. So the other day, while driving through the Madison County area that was recently developed as part of the Wildcat Wind Farm, I stopped by the home of 73-year-old Jerry Lundy, who lives northwest of Muncie on Indiana 13, just outside Elwood. He's right in the middle of the turbines. You can see them in every direction. The nearest one appears to be about 400 yards away.
Down here at the bottom?
Yeah.
When it was laying down, you could drive a pickup through one of them.
Oh, it's that look, big, the base
out,
is.
Yeah, but see, they don't look that big when they're standing up. But when the wind's blowing, they turn just a little bit faster than that. But when the wind's blowing, you hear it go, woof, woof. When the blades come around, woof. Every time a blade comes around.
Okay.
But it ain't no, I mean.
I don't know if I can hear it now. Can you hear it?
No, you can't hear it right now. See? Just there once in a while, according to which way they're facing. Now, see that.
Oh, wind, you have to be kind of in.
Well, I'd say the wind's out of the west, southwest right now. See it pointing that way.
Yep.
The thing on the back of them there, I call it a generator, but they call that a turbine.
Yep.
It's a turbine on the back.
Right.
And, it weighs quite a bit. It's bigger, about the size of that car when it's sitting on the ground. But look how big it looks on that.
Right. Well, it's a pretty windy day out today.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it's like this all the time up here. Before they put them up, somebody's out here the other day, and they said, boy, Jerry, it's windy out here. And I said, well, why shouldn't they be with all them fans around?
But, tell me your name.
Jerry Lundy.
How long you lived here?
18 years.
And where are we in relation to Tipton? Are we just east of Tipton or north?
We're east of Tipton. Tipton's right over that way. Okay. Probably 7 miles.
We're about seven miles outside of Tipton.
Maybe six.
And I didn't count how many of these wind turbines there are.
Well, there's supposed to be 125 around through here. But there's supposed to be 500 altogether between here and Lafayette. I mean, when he first started, he said he's going towards Lafayette. But you can see they're angled that way. See them way over there?
Yep.
But
so you're pretty much surrounded by these turbines here. But, now, how much, so do you hear them very often? How much of an annoyance is the sound?
Well, just like I said, they do is go woof, woof. I mean, they don't make a real loud noise.
But we can't hear it now. They have to be facing the right way.
Yeah, of course they do.
What are we about? What would you say that is, a quarter mile?
A good quarter of a mile.
We're about a quarter mile away.
Yeah.
And you're surrounded by them here, but most of them are further than that. Well, I guess that one's fairly close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
But in the daytime or in the mornings, the blades, you know, they go around and it makes a flash in the house, you know.
Okay.
When the sun's shining,
okay,
they make a flash, but after a while, you don't even notice it.
Now, what do people, when you talk with your neighbors and the other folks around here, what's their opinion, would you say?
Well, a lot of them likes them, a lot of them don't. I mean, it's just according to what they're doing. But my landlord likes them, but he's got 17 of them.
Your landlord has so he makes a little, he gets
a couple dollars off of them every year.
Is it the people, would you say? I mean, would you say it's the people who have it on their land who like them the most?
There's a couple farmers that didn't want them on their ground because you got to plow around them, you know, when you're planting. That driveway stays there all the time.
Right.
Then they got so much around that turbine over there. And then when you farm, you can't farm through their driveway. You got to turn around and come back. So I think that's what it was. But,
The people who don't like them, what do they say? Is it about the way they look? Is it about the way they...
Somebody said you get a lot of noise off of them, but I don't hear that much noise. And I got a bunch of them right here, which, I don't know. When they first started, a lot of people didn't think it all be right bringing them up here and putting them up. But they had put them up someplace, didn't they? So I'd say right here is good enough. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people goes by and just putting their stops out there on the road to look at them. But
what is it about them?
At night?
Well, I don't know. As we sit here, they're turning.
At night they got lights on the top of them, and every one of them flashes at the same time. And when you're coming down 28 over or something like that, you just see them all come on red, then they go off, then they come back on, then they go off. But they're standing about 400 feet in the air. They don't look that high, do they?
No, they don't.
They are.
They're big, aren't they?
Yes, sir. They're big. Yes, sir. They're big. Yeah.
Have you been up close to them?
No. Yeah, I drove up next to that down there. The driveway come off the road down there. I drove up here about the farthest of them, that car out there.
What are we, 13 here? Highway 13.
Yeah.
So here we are on Highway 13, and there must be, every direction you look.
There's 60-some just around here where you start counting, probably more than that. You know, you start counting them, and you run out after a bit. But I heard there's 110 went through here altogether, but there's supposed to be 500 altogether when they get done.
Why do you suppose it is? It doesn't bother you, but some people are. I mean, how's that work, do you suppose?
I guess they just want something to gripe about. You know, I mean, it don't bother me, so. I mean, there ain't much you can do about it either.
Now, who's out here, by the way? Is this, obviously, we got a lot of farming out here.
Oh, yeah, just mostly farming out here. Yeah. And the guy over there didn't say anything about it, which I don't think he's got any on his land. But, you know, a lot of them's got them on their land, a lot of them ain't. But mostly the guys ain't got any on their land is the ones that are griping about it.
Now, they have meetings and stuff like that for people to talk about?
Before they start putting them up, yeah. And a lot of guys said no, so... I guess they ask you about your farm, how much you had on your farm and stuff, and they didn't want none of them going through there, so I guess they didn't do it. Waymar, he didn't have any put on his, and he didn't want none. Pierce is over there, they're a good-sized farmer, big farmer, and he didn't want none on his ground. I guess if you got plenty of money, you don't have to worry about it.
That's Jerry Lundy, a retired truck driver who's lived just west of Elwood the past 18 years. He watched the Wildcat Wind Farm take shape recently with the construction of more than 120 wind turbines in Madison and Tipton counties. His house is right in the middle of a big section of the wind farm. That's just the opinion of one person, but, you know, I wanted to stop and ask because he has turbines just a few hundred yards from his house. They're in every direction, and folks in Delaware County are debating whether to allow a wind turbine project here.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
We stopped by the Gathering Grounds coffee shop in Pendleton recently. If you like those friendly places where the locals hang out, everybody knows your name, or says hi if they don't know you, well, then you know what kind of place this is. Karen, an Indiana Weekend listener, suggested we stop by, and it wasn't long before we learned what makes this place so special.
My name is Laura Dollins, and I'm one of the baristas here at Gathering Grounds. I've been a customer for a couple years, and then I started working for them about, I think it's been almost a year ago now. Honestly, working here, it's like working with my family, and I know everybody here that comes in, so I don't know, it's kind of like you're in your living room and just kind of taking care of people.
Are you a student? Are you a college student?
I was a college student. I went to Heron School of Art.
What are your occupational plans?
Well, I graduated with a degree in photography and intermedia. I want to be a documentary photojournalist. I also like to work with video, so I make little small business videos.
And so you did something on this place, right?
I did.
Yeah, so you've seen this as a customer, mm-hmm. as a barista, mm-hmm. and as a filmmaker. You know, give me, for someone who's never, because people who are hearing this mm-hmm. may not have ever been here before, and well, what kind of place is that anyway?
Yeah. I think in doing my film work, I got to look behind the scenes other than just a customer. And what I found was everything that you see up front, that's what's in the back going on, you know. The people who work here, this is what the presence that they present, that's who they are. There's nothing going on in the back. You know, it's all come on in, welcome. They know your name. They know what drink you make. At the same time, when I interviewed the owner, you know, I got a look about how much work it is to do all of this and how much he actually cares about the people who come in. You know, it's a lot of hard work because what they hear or what they see is someone who knows their name, who knows them, but he's also doing all the work in the back, you know.
Letting people get by. Hi, what's your name?
Olivia.
Yeah. What are you doing today? Just
hey,
whatever.
Baby girl, what's your favorite thing to eat here?
Birthday cake.
Uh-huh, the coffee cake. She comes in. This is my daughter. And every time I come home, I'm supposed to bring her a piece of coffee cake. She calls it birthday cake. Otherwise, I'd get in trouble. But, you know, that's the other thing. I can work here, and my little girl can come in and see me. You know, that's how the place is. It's family.
What do people say when they come in? I mean, because along with the regulars who live here in Pendleton, mm-hmm. I'm sure there are people who are just coming through and they see this.
There was one time where we had an older lady who came walking in, and she wasn't a regular, and she grabbed a cup of coffee and sat down, and Dave was playing his guitar. And Dave knows a lot of tunes, but he especially knows a lot of music from that kind of generation. And so he was playing, and she was sitting here on the couch. And we come later to learn that she had drove up from South Carolina, and she had drove up because her husband lived and worked here, and he had just died. So she was going through, you know, one of those times. And I think she really related to the music that Dave was playing, and he just sat there and played for a couple hours, and she just listened. And you could see her, you know, just relax and be able to just let go, I think, a little bit. And that is not an uncommon scenario. We have people, since we're right off the interstate, come in here all the time, and what they find here, I think, is kind of peace, a little peace for their soul.
What's the most unusual person you've met in your time here?
You know, we have all types that walk in here. I think that one of the most interesting people I met was actually a couple who had come in. They come in every year because they travel here from Egypt for some reason. I can't remember. I think they might have family in the area or something. And they always come in here. And I can barely understand them, but they still love to come in. They order their same things. And they always bring us something. This last season, it was chocolate. And they brought these, like, chocolate bars. And they were so... They're just so enthusiastic about, you know, making sure they come and see us and greet us. And they live halfway across the world, you know, but they want to interact.
Sounds like a fun place.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun here. I'll tell you what, I moved to Bloomington about a month and a half ago, so that's a couple hours away from here. But I drive up every weekend just so I can work here on the weekends because, you know, that's what I need.
You studied at the Heron School of Art in downtown Indianapolis.
Yes.
And somebody with your skills could probably get a job working in a big city like that.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about places like Pendleton or Bloomington that you like?
I don't get lost. I don't get lost in the people. I don't get covered up by everything else. You know, here and places like this, you're known. Everybody who walks in the door or you pass on the street, you can talk to. And I'm known here by the things that I do. I think that it's all about the people you know. It's not about the place you work or some high corporation thing. You know, that doesn't resonate at all with me.
There are a lot of coffee shops. What makes this one different?
What makes the Gathering Grounds different are the people who work here and the interaction they have, the relationship they have with each customer that comes in. Even if you're new and you walk in that door, you're right away, you're going to get someone, hey, how you doing, you know, the whole spiel, and we're going to treat you like you're a friend walking in the door. It's not going to be, hey, you just came here for a cup of coffee. That doesn't work here. Our regular customers don't come here for coffee. They come here for the relationship, the interaction, the place to hang out and relax.
Laura Dollins, one of the baristas at Gathering Grounds Coffee Shop in Pendleton. Be sure to check out our Facebook page for some video of the place. Just search Facebook for Indiana Weekend. You'll meet the very enthusiastic Dave Ellison and get an idea why people keep coming back there. By the way, that was a good listener tip that led us to Gathering Grounds. Thank you, Karen. We'd love to hear from you, too, so drop us a line at indianaweekend@gmail.com. And this is new. Send us a short audio clip telling us what's on your mind. What's going on for the summer, your favorite vacation story, things like that. Just use a smartphone or a digital recorder. Speak your piece and email the file to us at indianaweekend@gmail.com. And sure enough, that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.